Pat Magnificat performed here in the Royal Albert Hall and live on Radio 3, the home of the BBC Proms, to end this late night concert by the soprano Sophie Bevan, sorry for calling her Sister Mary earlier on, and Rebecca Evans, countertenor Yestin Evans, tenor Nicky Spence and bass Roderick Williams. The BBC singers and the Academy of Ancient Music, led by Pablo Besnazuk and conducted by David Hill. Marvellously uplifting, perfectly formed. Must have been an astonishing and wonderful Christmas present to all those who heard it on Christmas Day in 1723. It's Monteverdi all round, really. BBC singers have got Monteverdi's Vespers with I Fagiolini at Milton Courts in October. And before all that, actually, the Academy of Ancient Music continue their survey of Monteverdi at the Barbican with Il Ritorno d'Ulisse. And also in Coronazione di Poppea, which they're doing in Bucharest. So lots of Monteverdi for the AAM. Back come our soloists. Very full Albert Hall. We could stay here and wait for Andras Schiff tomorrow evening. Don't forget, the whole concert, or any of it that you want to hear, is available in HD sound for 30 days on the BBC Proms website. And the Academy of Ancient Music and the soloist turning to give the applause to the BBC singers and David Hill, and the trumpet section of the AAM getting a special bow. And Frank de Bruyne, the principal oboe. And of course, if you feel like downloading the BBC Proms app, you can take the Proms with you wherever you go. You can have Bach in your back pocket. Well, you've been enjoying this evening's late night Bach. I'm sure you'll want to be with us at 10:15 tomorrow here at the Albert Hall, which will no doubt perform its usual miraculous shrinking act. As I say, Andras Schiff will be performing the monumental keyboard work Bach said he specifically composed for the refreshment of the spirits, the Goldberg Variations. Another magical late night concert in prospect here tomorrow. But for now, time for me to hand you on from the Royal Albert Hall to Ian Skelly in Broadcasting House to guide you through the last part of your Radio 3 evening. Ian.
Martin, thank you very much indeed. Martin Handley at the Royal Albert Hall. Tonight's prom is going to be broadcast again on Radio 3, by the way, on Wednesday afternoon next week. That's at 2 o'clock. It's also available, of course, for 30 days for any time of the day or night to listen to on the prom's website. Just after 20 to midnight now, and as Martin was saying, I'm here to guide you through the remaining part of our evening here on Radio 3. Actually, I've more or less finished, because I'm going to hand over now to Lopa Qatari for this evening's edition of World on 3.
Thanks very much, Ian, and welcome to a slightly later than usual World on 3. Coming up tonight, classical musicians who will themselves be part of the proms next week. There are choice from BBC introducing. Also, the Radio 3 World Music Archive takes us to the US of A. And amongst the new releases, some absolutely treasured golden oldies. So let's get the music going with Paris-born Algerian singer Inès Mezel. She's just brought out her fourth album. It's called Strong, and it certainly is. Her last album was produced by Justin Adams. This time, she's turned to multi-instrumentalist John Reynolds, who's worked with the likes of Bjork and Sinead O'Connor. This is Isa Wuliu, When Your Mind Is Like a Blossoming Tree. Oh, Inez Merzel and some Berber pop rock. Inez is going to be performing at the Tabernacle, Notting Hill in London on the 21st of September. Now, staying in Europe, but heading out east and north to Poland and Scandinavia, here are two tracks that explore sounds and rhythms that have a remarkably similar feel. First is Wawoshi, an ensemble of musicians performing Polish-inspired folk music, but on classical instruments. They're a band whose music is largely inspired by the traditions of the people from Wallachia in the Carpathian Mountains. It's an interesting group made up of two classically trained musicians who are the sons of Polish composer Aleksander Lasson and three self-taught musicians who consider themselves Highlanders. They've won numerous awards for their new tradition music. So this is Tsavkisi from their album Nomadism.
Thank you.
Lovely sphere and contemporary Nordic music, though still performed with various folk instruments like the accordion and above all the hardanger fiddle, that traditional instrument so much associated with Scandinavia. Sphere is a band of five musicians from different Nordic countries who got together to explore their common ground. This album, the group's third, is called Fried, Joy, and they're keen to point out it was recorded live and free of any editing. Well, talking of recording music live and free, next we've got a project called Trevor Warren's Adventures with Ayub Ogada. Now, Ayub Ogada is a much-respected Kenyan singer, actor and composer. His music was part of the soundtrack for The Constant Gardener and the theme tune to this TV series of Ewan McGregor's travels with his mate Charlie Bowman. Well, Ayub invited English musician Trevor Warren to Kenya in 2012 after talking about the possibility of creating a new record together. The adventure took them to the Kenyan countryside, armed with a simple recording machine and music instruments. Additional effects were provided by nature, wild animals, and the ever-accommodating and colourful locals. This is the title track of the album. It's called Kodi, meaning seed in Luo, Ayub's ancestral language. And I'm going to follow it with a track from Bishiga 70 that's out next month. So here's Kodi, Ayub Ogada, Trevor Warren, Kenyan birds, and I'm sure a handful of crickets in the background.
Ole momole monya lumate Uyo kitonga yen gana yen matonga no kitonga kuma
Pinyo yuso jo adwa Pinyo muzo
Not at all.
Thank you.
They're from Brazil. To be exact, the band came to life during a gathering of musical mates at Estudio Traquitana at number 70 Rua 13 de Maio in the Bexiga district of São Paulo, which is why they've called themselves Bexiga 70. Their self-titled album is due out this month, and as you heard from that track, Mil Vidas, theirs is a hot stew of Afrobeat, Brazilian candomblé, samba and cumbia. In fact, anything that gets the temperature rising and the body moving. You're listening to Lopa Kotari here on BBC Radio 3. Details of the music tonight will be up on the website. Just go to the World on 3 homepage and click on tonight's programme, which you can listen to again for the next 30 days on the iPlayer. And while you're there, do check out the World Music Archive. Tonight's choice is from the World Roots on the Road double album. So let's play a track with the Haywire family, that we the World on 3 music team recorded in the USA in 2009. You can see the CD sleeve notes or the website for more information. Thigh slapping, foot stomping stuff there from the Haywire family, recorded by the World Music team here at BBC Radio 3 when they were at a Fiddlers convention in North Carolina back in 2009. Next, a new triple album celebrating 40 years of music in the Festival d'Angoulême in France. The festival started around jazz, but also made room for some remarkable world music. The album they brought out is called Musique Mestisse, and apart from a wealth of jazz figureheads, it features music from the likes of Cesario Vora, Pierre Akandenge, Boubacar Traoré, and many others. So I thought we'd dip into it and hear three absolute standout instrumental tracks from it, starting with Baleke Sissoko and Toumani Diabaté in a piece called Kanu, savouring all those flavours from West Africa through the kora. That's followed by Rufino Almeida, also known as Bao, with a memorable little waltz, Raquel, from Cabo Verde. A piece used, by the way, by Pedro Almodovar in his film Habla con Ella, Speak to Her. And last in that trio is Zanzibar from Congo Brazzaville's Les Tambours de Brazza. So here's the first in the trio, sublime chorus from Toumani Diabaté and Baleke Sissoko, Kanu. Instrumental Heaven, three tracks there, ending with Zanzibar from Les Tambours de Brazza on Musique Métis's album marking the 40th anniversary of the festival d'Angoulême that takes place in France during May every year. And so to that moment where you're in the driving seat. Yes, this week's upload from BBC Introducing, where you or any budding artist that you know uploads their music onto BBC Introducing for us to listen to. We in turn pick our favourites and give you airtime on the programme. And so far, this has led to three bands and solo artists being asked to play live on World on 3 at the Hay Festival for us and on the BBC Radio 3 Charlie Gillett stage at WOMAD this year. So it is worth it, and we love being able to shine a light on some of the wealth of talent that's right here on our doorstep. Our BBC Introducing track this week is from a young Mancunian ensemble that goes by the name of Project Jam Sandwich. This is a song called Briel. the delightfully named Project Jam Sandwich, our BBC Introducing Choice of the Week. And they're going to be performing at the Elgar Room in the Royal Albert Hall for a free concert during the late night prom on Thursday the 27th, which I believe we are going to be recording for transmission about a week later. So for all of you musicians out there, or if you know someone who is a musician, do upload your music for us to hear. You might be a relative beginner to it, or like Project Jam Sandwich, classically trained musicians trying something a bit different. All kinds of folk are welcome, but it takes you to start the conversation. More music from these Fair Isles now, and Scottish harpist Susan Grace Bates. This is Dressed in Blue from her debut album, Scorcher, The Riddle of the Earth.
Sailor longs for his sweet young beau.
And there you go. More modern day folk from multi-award winning Celtic band The Outside Track, and Drilling from their latest album Light Up the Dark, due out next month. Now, last Saturday, the 15th of August, was Indian Independence Day. So I thought that I would mark the occasion by playing some old tunes. I'm not going to go quite as far back as 1947. I'm going to stop at the 60s and the golden era of film and music in India. Three absolutely fabulous songs that some of you might know from three of the artists who were absolute trailblazers: Pankaj Malik, Ganan Devi and Noor Jahan, all taken from my father's precious vinyl collection. I'm going to start with Pankaj Malik, since it was he who was invited by India's first Prime Minister, Jawaharlal Nehru, to record the national anthem, the version that has become the standard. So here's Pankaj Malik, and no, not the Indian national anthem, but a song from the poet Rabindranath Tagore, a style of singing that Malik was so renowned for, called Rabindra Sangeet. And apologies in advance for the crackles and static, but frankly speaking, I think it kind of adds to the charm.
चाहे अरे तू क्यों शर्माए प्राण चहे नैन न चाहे अरे तू क्यों शर्माए वो आके चल जाए फिर किस लिए साज सजाए प्राण चहे नैन न चाहे अरे तू क्यों यूं शर्माए मुख से नहीं बोल निकलते मन में अरमान मचलते मुख से नहीं बोल निकलते मन में अरमान मचलते होंठों पर रोके हंसी सीने में सोते उबलते दिसते फूलों की माला तेरी सेज सजी कांटों से कहीं दूर खड़ा तेरा प्रेमी तेरी याद में आंसू बहाए प्राण चाहे नैन न चाहे अरे तू क्यों यूं शर्माए प्राण चाहे नैन न चाहे अरे तू क्यों यूं शर्माए Thank you.
Celebrating India's independence there with three tracks from three of the greats, Pankaj Malik, Kannan Devi in the middle, and finally one of the Indian subcontinent's greatest singer-come-actresses, Noor Jahan. You've been listening to World on Three with me, Lopa Kotari, here on BBC Radio 3. Next week, Marianne Kennedy will be presenting a special World on Three from the Edinburgh Festival. It's going to be an evening of great live music when the programme will be broadcast from the Pottero venue in the heart of the city. If you want to be part of it, there are still some tickets available. They are free, but you have to register online. Just go to bbc.co.uk/shows and tours. Put in the date, the 20th of August and Edinburgh Festival, and put your name down. Tickets are given on a first-come, first-served basis. Now, I'm going to play us out with something quite different tonight for a change. We're off to the nightclubs of New York for some 70s Latin disco and then heading off to Brazil for psychedelic samba from just a couple of years ago. So get your big hair on, wild lapels and shiny shoes and practice your dance floor moves to Ritzy Rambo Mambo. Till next week from Edinburgh. Good night.
6 o 7 na matilha, como se fosse família ou filhos de algum bar.
You're listening to BBC Radio 3 on digital radio and online. The time is 1 o'clock.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. Those two Norse giants, Sibelius and Nielsen, in this opening couple of hours, setting off with the players of the Danish String Quartet in concert in Copenhagen in 2015. In quartets by Nielsen and Nørgaard, the Nielsen quartets themselves, four in all, are relatively early. Like Sibelius, he was a violinist, and his work first as an orchestral player and then as a conductor in Copenhagen and Gothenburg drew him away from the quartet and into the symphony. There were two Nielsen student quartets, but he later disowned them. This one, though, his official first quartet, is from 1888, and Nielsen obviously thought well enough of it to revise it for publication later on.